Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
The Bob and Tom Show presents the Bits and Pieces Podcast. This podcast is Chick McGee approved.
Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. I'm Willie Griswold with Jess Hooker, Jessica Alsman, Jason. Today we are talking Mother's Day, and I have a pretty simple question for all you guys. Obviously, we have the Steven Singer roses, but what is your go-to Mother's Day gift? And I just want to say something. I kind of copped out this year. I texted my mom. We don't live in the same city. I said, hey, what's something that you want to buy on Amazon or wherever? What is the? So I'm just sending her some Epsom salts that she asked for. Look at me. Great kid. Great kid. Mm-hmm. A little bit lazy, but great kid.
Hey, she told you that's what she wanted.
Yep.
And you're providing it. That's nice.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
She wants something. I'm getting it for her. I'm not sending her something she does not want. I'm not sending her chocolate she's going to throw away.
Right.
Yeah. What do you guys, what do you want actually?
What do I want? So I want a bird bath.
Yes. Aww.
Yes. I saw it. I have a picture of it on my phone. The whole thing. And I had it on the ready in case I was asked. Max is a really good gift giver. And he writes wonderful cards. And he is just like, he kills it every time. So... and even last year, his dad bought the Mother's Day card, and he was like, sorry, dad bites these crappy Mother's Day cards. Like, it was still funny, because I knew, like, Max, you didn't buy this. But he always kills it. So if he asks, then I have something to tell him. If he doesn't ask, then I'll be super excited. But he's always great with the experience. He usually prepares me a meal or does something like that. Yeah, because he knows that I would rather do something with him than receive something. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Aww.
And I just sent some damn Epsom salts.
You know what? I kind of had a flash into the future, probably about 10 years. And that's okay if Max calls me and says, hey, Mom, is there something in your Amazon cart that you want?
go ahead.
Oh, my go-to is always just like big hanging baskets. Like we
you
go
can't
to the
go
greenhouse
wrong.
And get a bunch of, you know, flowers from a local florist and start planting. So then your Sunday is spent basically planting.
Yes.
Being
and,
in the dirt.
Yes. Acts of service. That's a big one. So Max will do something. Like I appreciate that more mm-hmm. than receiving something. And also Mother's Day is like when we put stuff in the ground.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, middle of May is mm-hmm. is planting time. You'll have flowers. The mm-hmm. flowers are blooming. That's the go-to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
I think it's good. I got my mom a box of Omaha steaks. She did when we did the cookout a couple of weeks mm-hmm. ago. She said, wow, that sure would be a nice Mother's Day gift. When I told her what I was doing that morning and I said, okay. I was like, this is too easy. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
And you went to omahasteaks.com and typed BTS in the search bar.
I sure did.
Pay for this, but that's fine.
No, that's fine.
Mommies
yeah.
like the meat.
They do. My mom likes the meat. It's the only meat she's getting. So.
Wow, that's cool. Let's dive into that. When's the last time your mother was with somebody?
It's been years as far
no,
as I know.
Joking. That was so funny. I asked that question. I thought you were going to laugh, and then I saw this switch in the back of your head.
I don't know.
Let's figure this out.
I went, okay, my youngest sister's 23.
No. Matthew McConaughey was in a rom-com in 2018.
Exactly.
Drinking a little Pinot, could have got some action. Well, yeah, we happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom. I think Mother's Day is the best day. I think it's so fun for me to talk to my siblings and say, hey, can we just do a group gift?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something big, and then I'll just write my name in the corner.
Oh, gosh, you always think about the Greg Warren bit. of the gifts for the parents. I feel like there should be a pie chart saying how much each brother contributed to this gift so that the parents know. I love that.
Well, he has one brother that's pretty well off, right?
Well, yeah, I think it's so he has one brother that is and then another brother that's just not like a professional student, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Greg's kind of in the middle.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, if we had to do the pie chart thing, I would be giving the smallest pie chart in the piece of the pie. But if you haven't got your gift yet, we actually do have an exclusive offer from Billy Mazing.
Hi folks, Billy Mazing here once again with another made-for-TV Mazing offer exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners. Now that Mother's Day is here, don't you want to do something for the most important woman in your life besides just a card and flowers? Well, now you can, thanks to this Mazing Industries new product. It's not a gift for her, but it's a gift for you. It's the Billy Mazing Mom Pod. Yes, the Mom Pod is lightweight and portable like your iPod, but it's far more than a simple entertainment device. Uh-huh. The Mom Pod could save your life, or at least keep you from getting an eye poked out. Just listen.
Don't run with scissors. Don't talk with your mouth full. Never sit on the toilet during a thunderstorm. Put that down. You don't know where it's been. I don't care if Jesus Christ himself is tap dancing on TV. Turn it off and go to bed.
And with 120 gigabytes of storage, you can download all of your favorites. And since it's small enough to slip into your shirt pocket, you can take your Billy Mazing Mom Pod anywhere. Each Mom Pod comes equipped with a long-lasting battery, touch-sensitive wheel, and streamlined earbuds, so you never have to worry about that voice not being in your head.
Remember, don't lean back in movie theater seats or you'll get ringworm. Put your sweater on. I'm cold. No dessert until you eat all your vegetables. Oh, you're the reason mommy drinks.
So what are you waiting for? Order your Billy Mazing Mom Pod today.
Only $179.95, payable in easy $49.95 monthly installments per year.
And if you act now, we'll include the amazing new eye hammer. Never be troubled by a stray eyelash or speck of dust getting in your eye and causing irritation again. There's no wiping or washing with the eye hammer. Just hit it and forget it.
Oh, dude, what's the matter?
I don't know. There's something in my eye.
Hang on. Hold still. Here, I got it.
Ow!
Oh, ow! Yeah. How's that?
That's better.
Hey, thanks. Don't thank me.
I'm Billy Mazing.
Thank you, Billy. What a great couple of products there. Real quick, I could probably listen to a whole episode of just... you know when they do like a fake commercial from the, and then it's from the same people that brought you, and there's a 10 second commercial for another product.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would love to hear just the end parts of the bits.
Oh yeah. Yes.
But that's really funny. That's is that Maria Bamford?
That is.
As all the moms.
Good job. Yep.
So funny. She's one of the funniest people on the whole planet. She's one of the best comedians of all time. People say best comedian of all time. That sounds like it's exaggerating. I am not. She is so funny. What'd y'all think?
I loved it.
I always love Billy. Oh, go ahead.
You're the mother.
I'm
please
out of
go
practice.
First.
No, I always love the Billy Mazing. I mean, obviously, you know, it's and I still see. So what is the real guy? Billy Mays?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
He died a good 10 years ago.
I always see.
Sorry, no, I wasn't laughing at his death. I was just did the cross thing over her body. I wasn't laughing at someone dying. I was just, that reaction was kind of funny to me.
Yeah, doing the sign of the cross on the podcast, probably not the best visual.
Well, if it's just audio, if Jess goes, 10 years ago, Billy Mazing died, and I crack up laughing. Jeez, Willie is heartless. My bad. Go ahead.
So I always think of Sal G in like with black hair.
Yeah, really, really heavy beard. Yeah, like Billy Mays.
Yeah, yes, so that's what I think
exactly
every time
right.
I hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, it does have the Ernie Fergler effect.
There you go.
Bit.
Yeah.
I was thinking, this is a mom pod. I'm like thinking, Jess, you're the mom here in the room. What would the Jess pod, what would the sound bites of the Jess pod be for your kids?
So my kids, the thing I say the most all the time is knock it off. And I don't know why my off is like that.
You say
but it's
like
Brooklyn.
You're from Jersey.
Yeah,
or
it just comes out like that. Knock it off. Like that is.
You have a bag full of salami and
I know, right?
Mozzarella.
Right.
Knock it off.
Right. I say you got to be mm-mm me a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's mostly like
you, out kidding me?
No, that's not what I'm
saying. Oh, okay.
No,
oh,
but I, like if I go into Max's room and he's been home for 30 seconds and every drawer is open and there's shoes everywhere and somehow the blankets are on the floor and there's something hanging from the ceiling fan, I'm just like, you go to, and he can. It's like a tornado, that guy.
It sounds like Max and I have a lot in common.
Yeah, yeah.
I can get a place dirty real quick.
Yeah. So that would be the go-to is okay. Probably that. But it is. It's almost always. I don't know how many times a day I say it when the kids are around.
What about around dinner time? Are there sayings for dinner time?
I kind of put Addie in that place of like, go tell your brother it's time to eat. It gives her, like, she gets occupied for a minute so I can get the food out. But I have a really big issue if I prepared a meal for you and you don't run to the table.
Really?
Like, I don't care who you are, but that is a sign of gratitude the mm-hmm. quicker you get there for me. So if it's like, hey, dinner's ready, and I'm really, you know, like, mm-hmm.
I've been slaving for 2 hours.
You've got about a 20-second window before I'm like, get down here. Like, it's just like this guttural scream.
You would tear down the walls at my house then. Because with teenage kids, they just like, they it's do. Ready. Come and get it. Your own fault if it's cold. That's where I'm
yeah.
at.
Like, I am a very sarcastic parent, if you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just like, hey, I hope those TikToks were really funny because this rigatón is now cold. So how's that? Yeah,
rigatón. You dropped the last rigatón, mozzarella, the shoe,
a box of Zito.
So you're just like you're the mom like Tony Soprano.
Yeah. So yeah, Max is like, so we just live in a very like. Just a very vanilla area, and Max so wants to have this like character, like this Sopranos type life.
Sure.
So just for, you know, entertainment purposes, I really jersey it up.
And you got some Italian in you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like I'm a second generation mm-hmm. here. Yeah, so it's partially, you know,
sure.
it's a little Birbiglia, like we're kind of Olive Garden Italian, right. But yeah.
You got to get him some silk robes. Oh, and like, now go get the mail.
He has silk pajamas, Jess. He does the whole thing.
No way.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Does he have tracksuits?
Chest hair?
Yes, he has. He's had hair since like third grade.
I don't know how to say this without sounding creepy. Can I buy your teenage son a gold chain? Can I buy him some jewelry?
He wears a chain.
Does he really?
Every day. Awesome. Every day. Sleeps in it the whole thing. Him and Godwin. Like, what the hell?
I've never worn jewelry.
You haven't?
But there was a period of my life when I lived in Miami, so not never, when I was about 10, 11 years old, I had a little gold chain for a while. I got a little Miami. I got a little, I had highlights in my hair.
Yeah.
Was it just a little wispy of a gold chain?
Exactly. Yeah. A little wispy gold chain.
We're talking like a half inch thick this kid. All the way around.
He is a gangster.
He's an aspiring gangster.
I'm saving up. You better be ready for his graduation present.
Yeah, that's coming from the east side of Indianapolis. This aspiring gangster.
Has he watched Sopranos?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Big fan.
So it's not only in his blood, but there's something out there showing him how to do it.
You guys, he's preparing for the Italian side is having an outdoor reunion mm-hmm. the first weekend of June, and this kid has never been more excited about anything in his life.
That sounds so loud.
Yeah. Also, it's at an undisclosed location. Like, we don't know where it is until like the day before.
That's even more fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so much. It's so extra.
I'm really excited.
You guys want to come?
I'm there. I'm gonna wear a matching sweatsuit. Everybody can call me Big Max. It'll be fun. Okay, so this is our next bit, and it's a call from our good friend Kenny.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, gang, it's Kenny Thomas.
Kenny!
Hey, we just landed.
Yeah, where are you?
Well, I'm at ATL. I heard you talking about Anchorage, ANC. Been there, done that.
Oh, no kidding.
I was from Chicago to LAX last week and had a 20-minute layover at Anchorage, so I know all about
it. Wow, great flight.
And we just landed. I'm still buckled up. Can you hear me? I can barely hear you guys.
We hear you clear.
Oh, we should be be at the gate in about 3 minutes. I got to go from Echo 7 to Bravo 4, so I'm putting my sneakers on. Can't run in Bostonians. I'll tell you, the cabin pressure on this flight was awful. The guy next to me is trying to make his ears pop. He's got pillows over both ears.
Yeah, that works.
Hey, guy, I got to tell you, I heard about the toaster today. Well, I got to tell you this. That toaster, 58 years old?
Yeah.
Well, I've had the same carry-on for 3 years. And let me tell you, in the business travel world, that's an eternity.
You're killing me.
I had to share that with you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Tomek calls it cramsonite because I cram so much into it.
A cramsonite, yeah.
You should see me on Monday, Shooter. It looks like a beanbag. Hey, check who's going to win the big game this weekend.
Well,
I got a phone call. Hey, guy, we just landed. Yeah, ATL. Yeah, me too. Yeah, chick likes the Giants. He said even money.
I didn't.
Oh, that deal? No, that's done. Signed, sealed, sold. You know me, Mike. Everything I touch turns to sold. I know.
Oh, boy.
I know. Hey, Big Timer, you're still on for the 2:30 webinar, right? Well, that's unacceptable, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know, Shooter, but, you know, unless you're the one pulling the plug on her, I just think, that's why they have doctors. Well, if she's 64, you can't be surprised. That's over 300 in dog years. Just trying to make it easy on you. Pick it up. You'll feel better if you do the 230. Heck, if you miss this deal, this sale's going to be dead, too. I got to put it that way. Hey, Mike, call me back. My deepest sympathy. She's in a better place.
Oh, no.
I'm sad and happy at the same time.
Yeah, that's brutal. No, that's why they have doctors. That is such a brutal line. Mm-hmm. Kenny Tarmac. By the way, it sounds like Kenny, everyone's obviously used to Zoom meetings now. Kenny was a pioneer of the webinar.
Yeah, that's true.
My goodness.
Yeah, he was on board.
You got to be ready to take a meeting anywhere at any time.
Yeah.
Especially with cell phones now. I mean.
Yeah, they can catch. There's no reason to not be on a meeting.
Yeah.
That's what sucks.
And we'll reinforce that here in a little bit.
Oh, okay, yeah, good,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorite Kenny Tarmac-isms is a thing that he'll do. He'll ask you a question. Hey, chick, was there a lock on the big game this week?
Yeah.
And then as soon as you're ready to answer, oh, got to take a phone call real quick. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's Kenny Tarmac or if that is my dad, Tom Griswold. Damn it, if he does not do that constantly.
Yeah.
That's a classic move of his. So I think that Kenny might have taken a little inspiration there.
That's possible. That is possible.
And whenever I fly, I had to fly to a wedding last weekend, and I can't go to a place. I can't, like, look at the screens and see, like, CHS, DIA, IND without thinking of, I'm an IND going through ODR to ATL.
Yes, same. I love posting on Twitter, like, oh, I feel like Kenny, IND to CLT. That's a real airport. That's Charlotte. But
that's
not
Charlotte. That's true. That's
true. Quit bragging, okay? You know all these airport codes.
I went to an airport.
Yeah. I had the misfortune. I got an airport burger. Got an airport burger. I was hungover and I had a little layover and I had to get an airport burger. Jess?
Yeah.
Good airport burger. Not bad at all.
Really?
I saw you making a face. You're still making the face.
Yeah, there's a handful of places that I would go in an airport when traveling. And it was usually Ronnie and I that were together, the guy who does Kenny Tarmac and countless other voices. But our favorite was always Chili's. We would stop and we would buy a bag of warm tortilla chips and a thing of salsa. And both of us just sitting next to each other on an airplane with our own individual bags of tortilla chips.
Is this a Chili's to go by any chance?
It was a Chili's to go. And I think it was in ORD.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was our go-to. Yeah.
I know that. Terminal 2. I know it very well.
Does that have the escalator up to it?
I don't. I think it's one that's right after security, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about the same place.
Okay. Not to make a hyper-local point here, right. But did you all see they tore down our Chili's?
No, they didn't.
They did.
I saw that happening. I literally saw it.
This week.
Tore down. Yeah, it's gone.
Early
it's gone.
This week, they tore it down.
Really?
That's in the same parking lot as the Chick-fil-A that my dad thought was a Panera.
Yes.
Or backwards, yeah.
Yes. Well, you know
what?
I
defend him on that.
I think Chick and I were keeping that Chili's open.
I remember going there with you guys.
Yeah, we love that
a while
place.
Ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I always liked Chili's.
I like Chili's too.
And the building probably didn't fit the aesthetic
That's
of the
true.
Parking well, lot that they're going
and
for.
And keep in
now.
Mind, right next to it was the comedy club that was a Mexican Mexican restaurant. They tore that down a couple years ago. So I'm wondering if something's going on with the soil over there.
Let's get down to the bottom of it.
Something's my gosh.
That sounds like a thing in The Simpsons. I wonder if something's going on with the soil in that part of the Well, let's get into our next bit. This is Haywood, and he's singing about a unique toy.
Oh, how I do get sentimental. Bought me carefree days as a lad. We never had toys that were store-bought. We would improvise with things that we had. We made forts out of cardboard boxes. Yardsticks were swords or were spears. But of all these things, none gave the hours of fun like me mother's gigantic brassiere. Me mother's gigantic brassiere. It was of the finest label, canvas, lace, and stainless cable. Me mother's gigantic brassiere.
Yeah.
Oh, I leapt from the roof of the garage, though I was but 6 or 7 years. Oh, I would have broke me back, but I clung fast to the straps of me mother's gigantic brassiere. Oh, me mother's gigantic brassiere. Wing nuts, cleats, and spoiler, brass grommets, and cup holder on me mother's gigantic brassiere. We tied the bra between two trees. The neighbor boys war they did declare. We ended the attack with 6 pumpkins and 2 cats flung from me mother's gigantic brassiere. Oh, me mother's gigantic brassiere. Delicate flower appliques, 8-track tape and safety chains on me mother's gigantic brassiere. One time we used it to slow down our dragster or parasail behind our boat. Then there was the time it was used to airlift an injured skier off a treacherous mountain slope. But most I think of my father's pride when wash day it was done, as he hoisted it up the telephone pole to billow in the sun. Oh, me mother's gigantic brassiere. With an awning and screen door, could sleep 2 family of 4. It's me mother's gigantic brassiere. Oh, me mother's gigantic brassiere. Reinforced hydraulic winch, reflective tape, and 3-point hitch on me mother's gigantic brassiere.
The genius of Haywood Banks, my mother's gigantic brassiere. Are bras funny when you're a kid if you're a girl?
So funny.
They're like, funny for girls, too?
My mom had a huge bra, too, because she had huge boobs before the double mastectomy.
Oh, but, good.
I'm sorry. That one.
No, you're perfect.
That if you're
perfect.
Feeling awkward, me too.
It's good. We know about your mother's brassiere and we know about Jess's mom's sex life.
Yeah, there you go. It's fine. No, you stick your head in them. That's the first thing you
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a fun hat and then you can carry things in them. And it's just so weird because you pull it out because she'd get the Playtex bras, pull them out of the box.
Yeah.
And it's just a whole to-do. Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, the over-the-shoulder boulder holder. Like, we thought that was hilarious.
Over the shoulder boulder hold. What a poem that is.
I remember asking mom if she could hold things under her boobs. Like, you know, like, can you, because when you're, you know, a kid, you're nothing. Just flat, there's nothing. Yeah. There's a dot there. And you're like, what's up?
Yeah.
How do you do that? And I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Can you, that's like an extra set of hands. You just tuck stuff under there. Like, it's, I don't know.
Like an extra set of hands. You tuck stuff under there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can hold a beer can. That's really impressive.
That is. Yeah.
Pepsi, whatever.
There was a girl in my improv class when I was in the conservatory in Second City. My friend Katie, we all did like a special secret talent. And I wasn't there that day. I had to miss class that day. And I ended up just regretting it so much. She goes, yeah, I can hide a soda can in my boobs. And she put a soda can and just tucked it away. Nobody knew.
What? It was in there.
It was awesome. It was a really cool story. I regret not being there. I regret not being there so bad. But
oh, my gosh.
The things you learn. The things you learn about people.
Yeah. I don't know. There's this weird thing with moms, and they want to just all the things that come with having a mom, like bras and tampons and all the things. I remember when Max is going to hate this, but they sent the letter home like, hey, we're going to educate your kids on reproductive situations and puberty and all this.
Situation. We got situation here. We got a penis and a vagina.
It's a situation. Yes. And so we are the home of Eli Lilly here in Indianapolis. Yep. And so they have a group of people that travel around the state and educate kids on these situations.
Sure.
So they send this paper home. It's from them. And it says, this is what we're going to do. And I was like, the hell you are. My son's not hearing anything from a stranger for the first time. We're going to go through it point by point, okay?
Lovely.
And so I did. And the words that my son heard, but it kind of took all the power away from him. And, like, I mean, we covered everything. We covered B's. We covered J's. We covered everything that you could ever, like, all the sexual things. Like, I was like, you're going to ask me all the questions. And the biggest thing was, when I like pulled out all the pads, tampons, all the stuff, and he was just like, I always wondered what those were for. Like, I just was like, what's going on?
Well, when you're a little
why do we
boy,
have those? Yeah,
when
you take it apart.
Know, did I tell you this story?
No.
We were at family therapy, and it's me, my mom, and my little brother in the waiting room while my sister's in there talking, and my little brother just runs into the lobby and he goes, Mom, they're giving out rockets in the ladies' room, because he thought the little string was a little fused.
You didn't know.
You've got so many questions. Why
you
are there?
Do
they look like stickers? They got the wings on there. Who
everything
knows?
Yeah,
Jess, you what you just did with your son was the complete opposite of what I got.
Oh,
as
really
a junior high kid.
Yeah,
I was handed a pamphlet.
Pamphlet,
go to your room, I'm gonna close the door, read it.
Not you didn't even get a question
That's
and answer
it.
No question and answer.
I knew everything anyway.
Oh, okay.
But from your parents?
Correct.
Never had the sex talk.
No?
They just let TV teach me, the school bus.
Exactly.
When I start
right?
making dirty jokes, they're like, ah, she's on to something here. We'll just ignore it.
And
this
show.
Absolutely.
Oh, this
so
show.
So you repeat things like you think you understand. I'm like, how do you make a blue baby? Well, he put Windex on his penis.
Yeah.
I didn't get it, but by God, I told my parents that joke and they're laughing. And I'm like, I'm hilarious.
You told that to your parents?
Absolutely.
That's
I learned it on the school bus and there's a whole
so
to
funny.
Do.
Oh, the things we learn on the school bus.
Mm-hmm. And I was on there for like an hour, so I was one of the first ones on, first
oh,
ones
yeah,
off.
I was the first one on, first one off.
And you learn a lot.
Oh, you do, and that's what sucks about being the oldest child, too, is that, like, I had to get the information and report back to the troops.
Right.
Like, they didn't know, so I got to manipulate things and tell my story and really just screw my brother up.
That's so fun.
Can we go back to the brawl here?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I'll make it a little more uncomfortable.
Okay, go.
Like the first brawl as a young boy you might see is your grandmother's, because when you're at grandma's house, they don't care.
They're hanging in the shower, drying.
Hanging in the shower. They come out of the bathroom just
in a brawl.
In a big, huge brawl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was not sexy.
No.
At all.
Strictly, it is for construction.
100%
function.
Function. Scaffolding, baby. Construction.
We got to keep these things up. Yeah. We're going to get scaffolding.
It is. Oh, gosh.
I just remember being a little kid and going through like Target or Walmart, wherever we are. And just me and my brothers just like sneaking away and going to the bra section and making them look like big goggles.
Sure.
And like touching them with them, like, ha ha, you touched it. Oh my, just fun for out. And then, what are you boys doing? Yeah. Get out of the ladies department. You're making us look like maniacs over here.
So you guys are just enamored from the word jump. Like you just, you just want to see one.
Mm-hmm.
You
boobs are the great mystery of childhood. You grow up, you don't know about them. They're everywhere. You can't talk about them. You can't ask any questions.
Yeah. And you have to be cool when you do see them.
You got to play it so cool, Jen.
Well, we have time. If you want 10 minutes on boobs, go.
I've been meaning to talk about this. I got nothing.
On an upcoming episode of Bits and Pieces.
Oh, yeah, we could do a whole
brawl.
Boob
ever come back in style? You know, the cone where it looks like just straight up.
You know, Madonna 3D. Was the last one to pull it off, and I think it could come back.
And that was sort of, and I was of the age,
coming of age,
and I was like, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
Those look like cones.
Yeah.
I was the things I've seen, they're not cones.
They're not cone shape at all.
I don't. That really confused
me. They come in all shapes and sizes, and that's perfectly okay.
Yeah, they're all little snowflakes, aren't they?
Even the worst ones are good.
I was like, what are the worst ones?
Oh, no, that's a different joke. Sorry.
Are you doing sex and pizza? That's okay. Yeah, boobs like pizza, too. I'm not going to make the joke I was going to. Okay, next one. Here we go. It was a pepperoni joke. I'm glad I didn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Gotcha.
This next bit, y'all, it's classic Chicken Dean.
Your house is a mess, and you feel like you never have enough time to clean the way you'd like. Have you ever considered using a maid service?
A maid service?
Frigamall Industries Domestic Service Division is proud to announce the newest innovation in household help.
Oh, hi. You must be the new maid.
I sure am.
Oh, great. Come on in.
Oh, my. This place is a mess.
It's pretty bad. I live alone. I never have time to...
You live alone?
Yeah.
A fine-looking man like you? You should be married. How old are you? 26? 27?
It's a maid service unlike any other.
Pick those underwear up off the floor.
What?
You heard me. There is no excuse for this place looking like a pigsty.
Hey, look, I hired you to...
And when you're finished with the bedroom, I want you to roll up your sleeves and get started on those dishes.
This is my bowling night.
Well, I've got news for you, young man. You won't be going anywhere until this place is spick and span.
Yes, it's the maid service that guarantees your house will be clean to your liking because you'll actually be doing all the cleaning yourself.
I'll get it.
Hey, wait, that's my phone.
Hello? No, I'm sorry. He's too busy cleaning to come to the phone right now.
What the hell are you doing answering my phone?
That's it. You're grounded.
Grounded? Jeez, she sounds just like my mom.
Exactly. That's why we call our new maid service the Just Like Your Mom maid service. Just like your mom maids know what's best for you. The sooner you learn that, the better off you'll be.
Look, lady, I'm paying you $250 a week, and all you're doing is nagging me until I clean up my apartment?
Well, if you do what you're supposed to do around here, I wouldn't have to nag you.
Call Just Like Your Mom Maids and see what a steadying influence and a firm hand can do for your housekeeping skills. And be sure to ask about our other services, including Just Like Your Dad Lawn Care Service and our very popular Just Like Your Mother-in-Law Travel Trip Planner.
Now turn left right there at that pretty yellow house on the corner. Then right up there at that vacant lot with the lilac bushes. Now slow down, slow down. For heaven's sakes, you're going to get a speeding ticket.
Just like your mom made. Call us today while you still have your phone privileges.
Just like your mom maids. I would absolutely use that service. I would just want them to help clean too, but I need someone to tell me what to do. I'm so bad at stuff like that.
At cleaning?
I will literally make myself a list being like, you're going to start the bedroom, then we're going bathrooms, then we're cleaning surfaces. Because if I don't have if I don't have a chore list, I don't know what to do next. I get overwhelmed. I wash one dish and then I do the washer for the clothes and then I'm in my bedroom again and I'm very scatterbrained. I need help.
I get that. I get stuck somewhere. If like, oh, I need to put this up. And then when I get to that room, I'm like, oh, I need to reorganize this. Then I take it to another room and I'm like, damn it, I was trying to do dishes.
I get it. I dust the ceiling fan and the next thing you know, I'm detailing the ceiling fan and it's all dismantled and that's where we are 2 hours later.
And you're just like, yeah, I know that I have all my unfolded laundry on my bed.
Exactly.
And
it's getting wrinkly and that's time sensitive. But right now I'm air cleaning the remote control for some reason.
Because you can always pop that thing in the dryer to de-wrinkle it when you're ready.
I always do that.
Me too. I'm basically a boy. I'm you, Willie. Seriously, on my bed right now is a pile of clean clothes, just wadded up.
Oh, your guys are giving me anxiety.
I know. It's really bad. Like, you would freak out if you saw it. Even I get irritated with them. Like, why? What's wrong with me? Just put your clothes up.
You're going to freak out. I laid out my pants to, like, fold them and, like, I got all of the wrinkles.
Yeah.
And then, instead of hanging them up, I laid on top of them and looked at my phone for 20 minutes. I laid on top of my folded clothes.
Well, yeah.
They're still there. They're there right now.
Ah, why?
Because I don't know, because I got all held, you know, I was just, and then that's the other thing is my phone's in my damn hand all the time, and I'm just like, oh, I'm going to do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I got to check my third email that I never use.
Yes.
Very scatterbrained guy. So that's why I need the sort of mom in my life to yell at me, tell me what to do.
Did you guys have cleaning ladies, or was your mom the one that cleaned the house? How did you guys I didn't live with my mom, so we had a cleaning lady. And I think she sat on our front porch smoking more than she spent cleaning. But yeah.
We were pretty messy.
Yeah.
No one had the good. I think, I don't know why.
But you were an athlete. So like you guys were go, 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 right?
Well, we'll use that as an excuse. But okay. We tended to hoard a little bit. And then if we did have company or something, like mom's having a party light. You know, Avon party. Right. It's like, let's shove everything into this room. And then eventually you get a room that's full of stuff that you can't go into. And then it's like, let's take up this entire basement full of boxes and junk. And then it gets to be overwhelming. And and I inherited that.
On the shove everything into this room, just real quick, my buddy Colin, when we lived together in Chicago one time, he went out. I didn't go out. They went out to the bars. And then him and my buddy Martin, they brought back two girls. And they were hanging out in the living room. And I like walked out into the hallway. I was like, what are you guys doing? And Colin was like, we got some girls. I gotta clean my room real quick. And he takes a laundry basket, flips it over, and pushes it like a lawnmower, and shoves he shoves all of his clothes into his closet and like jams the door shut.
Absolutely. If you get the door shut, it's okay.
I have flashbacks back to that. It was so, just flipping it over, it was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. Yeah, we had a cleaning lady growing up, but my dad was constantly doing laundry, constantly folding laundry.
Yeah.
There was like the fresh laundry on your bed that you have to put away. So, yes, it's been a problem my whole life.
My grandparents had a cleaning lady, and that's when I have flashbacks when they would talk about Paula, Tom's cleaning lady, kind of the same era, kind of feel that my grandpa, and I always wondered, like,
why?
It's just the two of you here.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
But she took care of all the stuff. It was great. I mean, they still... My grandparents were still working. I remember when I was young, youngish. And so that was when she was there. Mrs. Bain, I just remember.
Aww.
Ms. Bain. Yep, she was great. She was sweet. And I never really like told her what to do. But boy, if you said, man, this is dirty, I'll clean it. I got it. Like, well, this is nice.
This is nice.
I used to have as a kid, the thing I hated was the Post-it note on the countertop that said, empty the dishwasher when you get home.
I don't. So there's some triggers.
Man, I did it to the very last, when's mom getting home?
Right. Yeah. You think, I feel like there's this like fine line of like, man, somebody kept a really nice house for me and I want to live that way. And then there's this, hey, my kid's old enough to have some chores, but also like, we work together as a family. So Max hates doing laundry. He hates putting laundry away. Mm-hmm. You know what? There's some things I hate to do that you don't hate so much. So let's trade and help each other out. I think that that's a lot more logical than being like, no, these are your chores and this is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Like, let's contribute to the household.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
If I can say the dumbest thing ever.
everybody quiet.
No, it's just really dumb. I've always like, yeah, I hate putting clothes away. I hate cleaning. I started wearing headphones while I put my clothes away. And it turns out I don't hate doing that. I just get bored so fast.
Yes.
If I have a podcast in or if I have some music in, I can do it all day long.
Like mindlessly doing chores is easier to do when you're doing something else. Yeah.
And it took me forever to know that that was even an option. I was like, no, this is chore time. Chore time has to be boring.
No, I have to be miserable right now.
You can't have fun. I can't listen to a podcast while I do this.
Yeah. Everyone, please tweet at us individually to let us know what chores you're doing while you listen to Bits and Pieces.
There you go. We were old school. You got up and you cleaned on Saturday morning and you listened to the local radio station until about noon or one when everybody was done with their chores. Yeah.
I can't do like a radio on the counter because then when I'm doing the dishes, I'll like start cleaning and then I'll like miss something like when the water hits. I need it in the ears.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that wasn't interesting or funny. I don't know why.
No, it's okay. Just a different generation, man. Yeah, I get it.
I had a friends of a big family that had maybe four school age kids,
maybe three.
Either way, they had a big circle on their like a dial that was written on and it was cut into thirds or quarters,
right.
And it had the names on the outside and then it had the chores and every week, so they had to do them all eventually. I would have hated that.
I would have hated that too. Absolutely.
Yeah. The chore wheel.
That sounds terrible. God, that sounds like something from Pinterest. Yeah. Yeah.
I had a roommate try to implement one of those one time.
And there you go.
I threw a fit.
Yeah.
Let's just say, hey, we're going to do this on Tuesday.
Exactly.
I feel like that's the roommate that if they offer that, they're like, yeah, that's the roommate that if we just don't do anything, he'll do everything.
Exactly.
That was just my friend Alana, who was very sweet. And when I say like, hey, how about we just able to do it on Tuesday? She told me that multiple times. And then her implementing the chore wheel was just, hey, you know, let's make this dummy proof.
Right. I get that.
Yeah, I think she was just trying to be nice. All right, we got another call here. It's from our friend Kenny, but this time it's going to get a little darker.
Good morning, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, gang, it's Kenny Tarman.
Hey, Kenny.
And we just landed.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm an ATL. We had weather and ORD and had to de-ice us two times today. Yeah. Hey, chick, you know where they put the de-ice?
Where?
On D plane.
Oh! Oh, boy. Uh-huh.
You know,
you're killing me.
Chills, Tobik.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, I just told Chick McGee from the Bob and Tom Joe the de-ice plane joke. Well, he loved it. Yeah, the guy next to me must have been a nom. He has that 1,000-yard stare working today. Now, where's the gate? I have two connections today.
Yeah.
I go from ATL to MCO, then I'm on standby at 3:20. Hang on, I got a phone call.
Okay.
Hey, guy, we just landed. Yeah, ATL. No, we just landed. We took off late from ORD. We had weather. Hey, Mike, I got a text from Tobik there, Shooter, and he says, sorry about your mom.
Oh.
Yeah, but he also said, we moved the webinar once, and we can't move it again.
Oh.
I know. Yeah, well, see if the funeral home has Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Well, I talked to him. We just figured if it was just the viewing...
Oh, my goodness.
Well, if you're a pallbearer, you should have one hand free for the phone, though, right?
Got your Bluetooth.
I told you, Shooter, a Bluetooth would solve all of this.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, hey, Mike, guess where they put the de-ice? Hello? Hello?
Mike probably already heard that joke before, man. You know? That's absolutely brutal. Kenny Tarmack.
Ruthless.
I think my favorite line is if you have one hand free, if you're a ball bearer, you should be okay for the video.
You should be okay. You should be okay.
Absolutely brutal.
God, he is heartless. Mm. Christy is like, she is cringing through that whole thing. You can hear, oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Yes.
Yeah, when Christy gives you a good honest groan, you know you've gone too far.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And she corrects me. That one is old enough where she's just like, oh. You know, like just the, and now she'd be like, "Oh my God, you guys!" Like, she would just be so over it.
Yeah, because would we consider her sort of the mom of the show?
Oh, absolutely,
yeah. Keeping them in line.
You guys, I know we talk about the different relationships that we have with our core four and how those things line up. I mean, obviously, Willie, you have a very direct parent relationship, but we have mimicked parent relationships with other people, and for me. Christy and I lived in the same trailer park at different times.
Sure.
So, and her and my mom are West Siders. Like, there's a lot of things that line up. And there are times where, like, she can say something and I'm just like, whew, okay, not my mom. All right, everybody's fine. Yep. Let's, okay.
Absolutely.
Let's recalibrate. Let's call your therapist. Everything's okay.
She's the, aw, you guys. Yeah. She's
but you know what? But then there's times where she's not, where you're also like, she can be all you guys, and then she can be like, I will bust your ass right here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's also that vibe, too. Like, knock it off.
Yeah. Knock it off.
Knock it off.
I just keep imagining you're shirtless for some reason, because you're Tony Soprano, and you've got prosciutto and provolone, and you're just eating them together. This in my head.
Let's just at least go with maybe a V-neck.
I got a V-neck. I'm wearing an apron.
Oh, I do. Like, I didn't mean like
shirt. Yeah, yeah, no, but no, I got
like
you.
Yeah, you've got like a wife beater on or something.
Right.
You're not.
You guys, I have
called an A shirt.
It is. Yeah. What we call. I have a cooking shirt. I do have a cooking mm-hmm. shirt mm-hmm. that I wear, and that way when there's lots of sauce splatters and
is it just a white shirt?
No, it's actually like it's an old denim, very soft. Like just had it forever. Short sleeve. Button down, got to have lots of movement. Okay. You got to be able to, yeah. So that's what I cook.
Does it still show signs of meals cooked past?
Oh, Jason, like it's. I have aprons that I wear, but then I'm like, this apron is in the way, and I rip it off, and so it's big enough to where I can just grab it and I just wipe my hands on it. And we just keep going. Like it's it looks like a murder scene at the end of Sunday.
You have to store it in the refrigerator, otherwise it starts to smell. Yes. Like, oh, that went bad a couple weeks ago.
Not to get off in the weeds here, but do you recall like the best like marinara tomato sauce you ever cooked?
I have one, but here's the thing. So I kind of got a little Jason on this, And I did some research about the best canned tomatoes because, you know, that's the way to go. And so I bought a case of the top three that I found in my research.
A case. How many is in a case?
12.
Oh, that's not that unreasonable.
No, they're
but
the,
they might
yeah,
be bigger.
They're big. They're the 16-ounce cans. Yeah. 16.
So they're not just a little can.
Like the shorts that Hunt's cans, right?
Well, it's not Hunt's brand, but yeah, it's that. It's
she
that
said
size.
The top three.
Yeah, the top three. So these are like
oh
a 10.
Oh, my gosh. I buy canned produce. I will eat box foods. Make the tuna salad for me. I'm lazy. Yeah.
The San Marzetti tomato is what they say is the best for a tomato sauce. And so I got the top three of those.
That's so funny.
According to some blogs that I follow.
And because they are grown in soil that had ash in it, right?
Yes. So that's, well, not all of these, but some of these.
Insane.
Yes. Yeah. It is. It is. It's wild. It really
is. The flavor's amazing.
The flavor is amazing.
From Bend, Oregon. Would that be where they're from?
No. This is Italy.
This is Italy.
Did you hear that? No, Oregon.
Do your research. There was a volcanic eruption there or something. The ground is lava.
Get that out of your system, Alsman.
For you podcast listeners
sulfur
out there.
Sulfur smell in the water.
Alsman's tell is when she gets really high-pitched, she's lying.
Lying?
Yes.
I don't lie.
You're telling a tale.
I don't lie.
I don't lie.
Kind of British there a little bit.
So is it a simmer for a couple hours?
Oh, this is a 4-hour thing.
Okay, 4 hours.
It's usually a 4 to 5 hours, depending on it. And depending on if it's gravy, which gravy means it has meat in it. A sauce is just the tomatoes and all the other stuff.
Oh, so. I thought gravy was just, you know, gravy.
No,
like
gravy.
Well, whatever that is,
yeah,
fat
no,
and flour?
This is what I learned from Sopranos and other things and other, you know, real Italian people is that it's gravy and gravy is Sunday gravy and it has meat in it. So that's how you do
Sopranos
that.
Sopranos and other real Italian people. Italian people are just these characters.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was from Tony Danzon. Who's the boss?
Wrong Tony. Wrong Tony.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I brought in the one with lamb in it for you, and I forgot to tell you it was in the refrigerator.
You're fine.
So
everything
bad.
You've ever made for me is so delicious.
Yeah, I'll bring in the next time I do a Sunday sauce. I'll bring some in because I always have plenty that I store and can, and then we have it for next time.
So in your garage, there's upwards of 15 cans of tomatoes somewhere.
Oh, no, there's way more than that.
Nice. Aw, but that's nice. I remember canning as a kid. Like, we would do the jam and stuff with mom.
Oh, yeah,
there's
yeah,
a whole
yeah.
to-do. Let's go pick the berries. Yeah. And then they just sat on a shelf and went bad. But it was still fun because the whole process.
And it's nice to memory. Gift. It's a good gift. Like, it. And I if I could advocate for anything, it is fresh marinara. Like the stuff.
I'll make other things and cook down the tomato sauce in stuff, but just making straight up marinara, I need to do that.
Yeah.
I love the way, if I could advocate for anything. You sounded like a politician about to talk about infrastructure and education. If I could advocate for any homemade tomato sauce.
But you know what? It's one of those things where I have complicated it and I have done so many things. And the most simple marinara is just, it doesn't take much. It really doesn't.
Here's Jess Hooker at the county council meeting. Yes, it's your turn to go. You got 2 minutes.
Today
listen.
She'll be fielding questions about gravy versus sauce.
All right, we got one more bit. It's a Mother's Day bit from a real son of a gun. It's Patty G.
She raised me right and made me apple pie. When I went off to camp, there was a tear in her eye. I thought I knew my mother well, but I don't know her at all. She told me just today, it took all this time for her to say, Mom went all the way with JFK. It was 43 years ago. He had a bad back, so they took it slow. Mom went all the way with JFK. All the way with JFK. She said I had his eyes and his jolly wit. When she told Dad he had a cross-eyed fit. They made love during the Bay of Pigs while he was on the phone. Oh, 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 his Dickinson was in NG. Marilyn and my mom made three. Mom went all the way. Jack was the one that told her not to say. Mom went all the way with JFK. All the way with JFK. Mom went all the way with JFK.
The genius of Pat Godwin. Mom went all the way with JFK. We talked about that. There was like a model in the news a few weeks ago. She passed away, and she like famously hooked up with JFK. Do y'all remember that?
No, who was it?
She did the
cone boobs. He's making a motion, you guys. Just FYI, no, of breasts.
No, yeah. She. Like I was doing like
boobs. Yeah, yeah, boobs.
It was the international symbol for large breasts.
Very big boobs. Yeah.
Yeah. No. She. I think there was a whole story about it. They were insured for $1 million from some British company at one point.
Really?
She hooked up with JFK, and I forget her name. Tempest Storm. It was Tempest Storm.
Oh, okay.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe that was a little homage to Tempest. Or maybe Pat's mom actually did go all the way with JFK.
My mom hooked up with a celebrity once.
Really?
Woo-hoo. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Yep.
Can we reveal?
Nope.
I can. I will.
I mean, it's your
call. He used to be a friend of the show.
And your mom, I don't know what to do. I want to ask so many questions.
Go for it. So my mom was a bar DJ growing up. She spun records in the DJ booth of bars, a lot of local bars. Bar that Christy and her ex-husband used to own.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to sit on a milk crate in the kitchen of the bar while my mom spun records, and I would look at her through that little clear window in the cook's door, and I thought she was a rock star. It's a great memory I have. Mm-hmm. And all the Shirley Temples and baskets of French fries I could eat. It was like a dream.
That's awesome.
But lots of radio promotions went on at these places and things of that nature, and local comedians would come through and hang out, and maybe my mom hung out with a comedian named, I don't know if I should say.
Does it rhyme with Barry Kreinfeld?
No, that's definitely not that.
We can work around it if we have to.
Chick went to a donkey show with him.
Fun.
Does that help? Do you guys know?
I think that's fair.
You think it
I
is?
Think that's if you're a really long time listener to the show, that'll mean something.
Okay,
yes.
That's enough. Do you know, Willie?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'll just say that. That's okay.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Maybe next week we can have your mom and she can talk about it.
No, God. You know what? That just came up on my phone in the time we had her on the Chick McGee show, and I'm still recovering from that. So we're good.
No, we don't have to do that.
No, thank you, God. I just got a stomach ache.
No.
Quick, talk about boobs.
Oh, boobs.
Get us all filmed better.
Boobs, the magical fruit. I don't know. I just wanted to be poetic for some reason. Yeah, that's a really lovely song. I like hearing Pat. I love hearing non-resident Pat Godwin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It feels like he's scrappy. It feels like he's fighting for something.
Yeah,
it feels like
he's got an A1 mom. She's great.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. She's a good lady. Politician?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very social, active lady. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very social, active lady.
I talk to Pat too much, you guys. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I think it's important that you talk to Pat.
I could tell you what his mother's social calendar is.
No. Really? No, what's coming up? Any big summer plans?
I don't know. I think she's going to be visiting a sister. I'm actually serious. So.
Really?
Yes. I know too much. Oh. Yeah.
Just losing. I don't too much. Just losing your mind with a massive smile.
Well, moms, happy Mother's Day to all of our moms that listen to the Bob and Tom show and have passed their slightly inappropriate humor on to their children.
Yeah, so and if your mom doesn't listen to the podcast, give this one to her right now. This could be your gift to her.
Yeah,
for
she
Mother's
can learn
Day.
About tomato sauce. And
tomato
whatnot.
Sauce. Uh-huh. There you go. Yeah,
it's a great program about cooking, Mom. You'll love it.
That podcast you sent me, it wasn't very funny, but they did have a few good tips about tomato sauce.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Well, thanks for listening. Subscribe, review if you like us. We'll see you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.